When Daddy told me that he had to go away on another business trip, I think he saw the look on my face because I knew he was going to make me stay at my Aunt Carol's house again. Aunt Carol's really nice, but she has like little kids, like between 3 and 7, and she treats me like one of them whenever I'm there. It's just, ugh, I hate staying there. So I asked him again if he would consider just letting me stay home. I'm old enough to take care of myself. He didn't like the idea at first, but then he talked to Aunt Carol and she agreed to come by and check on me every day, and I guess it made him feel a little bit better, so he finally gave in and agreed. He said it was only going to be for 4 nights, and as long as I promised that I would keep up with my schoolwork and go to bed at a reasonable hour, then we would try it and see how it goes. Most kids my age would probably have been planning parties and sneaking boys over and things, but I think Daddy knows me well enough to know that's not me. I mean, I like boys and everything, but I guess I'm what you'd call a good girl. The first night was great. Aunt Carol dropped off some dinner after school, and I pretty much had the house to myself all night. I went to bed a little bit late, but not too late. Once I was in bed, and the house was all dark and quiet, I don't know, I guess I'm a big baby, but I felt like I was so alone. I just lied there looking at the ceiling for the longest time until I finally was so exhausted I fell asleep. The next night, when it was time to go to bed, I had a new plan. I decided I was going to go into Daddy's bedroom and sleep in his bed, and so that's what I did. I filled up the big jacuzzi bathtub in Daddy's master bathroom, and I had a big bubble bath. It was so nice. And then I just curled up on his bed and watched some TV, and I fell asleep so much easier. I just felt like I wasn't alone being in Daddy's bed like that. The other thing that was cool was there was nobody else around, so that was actually the first night that I'd ever fallen asleep completely naked. I mean, normally I usually wear at least panties and a t-shirt because I know Daddy comes in to check on me at night and things, but there was no one to come check on me tonight, and I didn't do it to be naughty, it just felt really nice. Lying my bare skin against Daddy's big, soft, comfy duvet, oh, it was like lying on a cloud. I think I fell asleep super quick. And I knew there were only 2 more nights before Daddy came home from his trip, and I missed him so much. What I didn't know was Daddy had a big surprise for me. He found out earlier that day that the rest of his meetings got canceled, so he was coming home early. It was just after 1 a.m. when he got home. He left his car in the driveway instead of opening the garage door so he wouldn't wake me up. I'm pretty sure he'd been worried about me the whole time he was gone. It was the first time he'd left me home alone, and I think he felt it was like his duty to sneak in and check up on me. And when he climbed the stairs to peek in on me, he found my bed was empty and his heart stopped. He almost called out my name, but then he stopped and thought, I probably just stayed over at Aunt Carol's house like I usually do. He turned the corner and he opened his bedroom door, and the light from behind him in the hallway streamed inside, bathing my blissfully sleeping body in a warm glow. He immediately looked away because all he could see was bare skin. But that didn't last long. He looked back and he let his eyes trail over the length of my petite body, and he felt his cock immediately stiffen. He had been missing me too, but little did I know, what he'd really been missing was his nightly jerk-off sessions after putting me to bed. I had no idea that my own daddy had dirty fantasies about his little girl. Slowly and quietly, he started to get undressed, and he stepped into the walk-in closet to put his clothes in the hamper, and lingered there in the dark where he could safely tug at his huge, stiff cock a few times as I lied before him, stretched out so temptingly on his bed, cock-teasing him totally by accident. He knew there was no way he was going to be able to go to sleep without coming, and he thought about creeping quietly into the bathroom to relieve himself. But something desperate seemed to overtake his sensibilities, and he slowly walked around to the other side of the bed and gently laid down next to me. I let out a soft, sleepy moan and turned onto my hip, facing away from him, and he finally let out the breath that he'd been holding in and started to rub his aching cock some more as he stared at my bare back and my cute little butt. After a few moments of stroking, he rolled over and spooned right up against me, pressing that same hard cock up against my cute little ass, the pre-cum that was leaking from the tip smeared across my skin, and he pushed forward a little bit until his cock pressed right into the slight valley between my ass cheeks. He waited there for a moment, completely still, making sure that I wasn't waking up, and then his hand ever so softly gripped my hip, and he started to grind himself in between his little girl's ass cheeks. And the most amazing thing happened. Still asleep, I let out a soft little moan and arched my back, pressing harder against his throbbing cock. I didn't realize what was happening, but my body sure did, and apparently it liked what it was feeling. His fingertips dug in a little more firmly at my hip, and he pulled back his cock for a moment and then slid it lower, the slippery tip meeting the soft skin of my thighs as he began to wedge between them. He was imagining that his cock was actually sliding into my hot little pussy, and when the tip of his cock rubbed against my lips and he found that they were actually all warm and wet, he was shocked. Was his little girl getting all wet for her daddy's big cock? Just the thought of it had him on the verge of coming, but then he tensed and froze in place as he heard my whispery, sleepy voice.
"Daddy, you're home."
I turned my shoulders a bit, my eyes still closed as I snuggled into your neck and kissed your throat with a soft little purr. Your cock was literally twitching right up against my bare little pussy, but I hadn't pulled away or freaked out. I was just snuggling into you and loving the feel of your warm body next to mine.
"I miss you so much, Daddy. Please don't make me go back to my own bed."
But you had no intentions of kicking me out, and you knew you couldn't resist a moment longer, and started to slowly rock your hips and continue fucking the tender, soft space between my thighs, knowing that you were about to lose control. I felt your hot breath in my ear as you whispered back,
"Never, baby girl. This is your bed for as long as you want."
And a sleepy grin spread across my lips, eyes still closed and content. And then you watched my hand slide down my stomach, and my fingers disappear between my thighs as I started to stroke my clit and touch myself. My fingers danced slowly over my swollen little clit, teasing the slippery lips of my little hairless cunt as I let out the most angelic and sinful moans, followed by,
"I love you, Daddy."
And it was all too much, like some sort of wet dream come to life. And your cock jumped and just started to spew everywhere. Warm ropes of your thick daddy seeds splashed all over me, on the lips of my pussy and the tips of my fingers, and started to run and trickle down the curve of my thighs until there was a big, sticky puddle on the sheet. But you tried to remain as still and as quiet as you could, because you just knew that if I woke up fully and realized what was happening, I would totally freak out. Or would I? I moaned again quietly as my head sank back into your chest, and I drifted back to sleep, my hands still cupping my little pussy. Where this would lead was anyone's guess, but only one of us would actually remember it in the morning.